Welcome to Cole Sports. You have entered the zone called sports on another level. And now, here's your host, Cole Johnson.
Cole Sports! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson. On this episode, we're going to talk about players maybe coming around to Colin Kaepernick. We're also going to talk about a player that hit four home runs. We're going to award the Dolt of the Week. And I think you're going to really enjoy this Upon Further Review segment. But for right now, headlines, please. Dateline, Denver. So NFL Network's Total Access invited Broncos pass rushing expert linebacker Von Miller. And in an interview, he talked about how important Colin Kaepernick actually is and how good he is for the league, but the NFL is passing up on his talent. He had this to say if he believes Kaepernick actually deserves to be in the NFL. Quote, 100%. If John Elway and Joe Ellis and the great leadership we have here at the Denver Broncos brought Colin Kaepernick here to our team, I'd welcome him with open arms. It would be great to have Colin here. We have a lot of different types of personalities, from Aqib Talib to TJ Ward to Derek Wolf to Paxton. I feel like he'd be a perfect match in our locker room, and not only in our locker room, but around the league. Close quote. Addendum, TJ Ward now is on the Bucks. He no longer is with the Broncos. And Miller is not the only one who sings Kaepernick's praises, because Dateline Charlotte, the Carolina Panthers signal caller Cam Newton sings the same praises that Miller did as well. In a press conference, he had these things to say about why he feels that Colin Kaepernick should get his opportunity. He said, quote, I really think it's not fair. I think it's unfair, but not to take any storm or glory away from his game. We're trying to find every way to beat the 49ers come Sunday. But in my opinion, do I think Kaepernick is better than some of these starting quarterbacks in this league? Absolutely. Should he be on a roster? In my opinion, absolutely. There's no question about it. Is he good enough to be on a roster? Is he good enough to be a starting quarterback? Absolutely. But our main focus right now is to try to beat the 49ers on Sunday. Close quote. And as you can see, that is not a talking head saying it. That is two people who have played against him. Dateline Los Angeles. So the good times of the Los Angeles Dodgers has gone to a screeching halt in this September slide. And part of it has been due to pitching. Enter J.D. Martinez of the Diamondbacks, who put on a power show, hitting not one, not two, not three, but four homers in a 13-0 whitewashing of the Dodgers. Martinez had this to say about the performance. Quote, it's definitely a blessing for sure. I don't know how to explain it. It's one of those things where you work real hard and find that perfect swing and find one of those days where everything just kind of lines up. Today, I felt like was one of those days. I was seeing the ball well, and when I was swinging, I was hitting them. Close quote. Dateline, New York and Boston. And so when you think that the rivalry between the Red Sox and the Yankees has died down, reports from Major League Baseball offices say that the Red Sox are going electronic to get a competitive advantage over the Yankees. There was news that broke, which said that the Red Sox were cheating by stealing signs from the Yankees via an Apple Watch. The Red Sox GM Dave Dombrowski had this to say as he was basically laughing off the allegation. Quote, I'm not mad, I'm laughing. Close quote. Well, the Yankees were not laughing. Enter manager Joe Girardi, who had this to say when he was interviewed by the Yes Network. They, quote, move to more tech in Major League Baseball would make things easier, more accessible, and more dangerous. Close quote. Actually, I think what's more dangerous is having any of us entertain this type of fodder further. On to better news. Dateline Houston. So, in spring, when the current lame duck owner, Leslie Alexander, announced that he was going to sell the Houston Rockets, news came earlier this week that he found a buyer. And that buyer came from none other than a Houston businessman, Tilman Fertitta. The sale was approved by the NBA Board of Governors to the tune of $2.2 billion. So Fertitta, who's a native of Galveston, had these things to say about the sale. Quote, "I am truly honored to have been chosen as the next owner of the Houston Rockets. This is a lifelong dream come true." Close quote. Well, you have some tough shoes to fill, Tillman, because as you know, because you've bought season tickets and you've had floor side seats for years, you know Les has been a quality owner for the last 20 plus years for the Rockets. Hopefully you keep up the class that he exhibited. Congratulations, Tillman. Welcome to the Rockets. Dateline Foxborough. The NFL 2017 season is underway. And it looked as if the script was not going to change, as going into the 2-minute warning of the first half, the Patriots were up on the Chiefs 17-7, but then the Chiefs scored a late touchdown to make the score 17-14 at halftime. And then the defense of the Patriots went on vacation in the second half. Now, we could say that Mr. Smith was the hero in throwing for 28 of 35, 368 yards and 4 touchdowns, which to me is the best game of his career. But people are talking about two different things. One, Brady, the undisputed GOAT, the greatest quarterback, not just of all time, but of today, only 7 months ago, is now an old man that needs to be put out the pasture like old Yella. And the other, the new sensation, the rookie running back out of Toledo University, Kareem Hunt. Now, after an inauspicious beginning by fumbling on his first carry, he went on to have a Marshall Faulk-esque performance. 246 yards from a line of scrimmage. 98 of those came from the passing game. 5 receptions, 2 touchdown receptions, the others on the ground. And that 246 yards from scrimmage mark, that's the most any player has ever gained, making his debut since the merger 47 years ago. Andy Reid had this to say following the 42-27 impressive victory against the defending world champions. Quote, "We're going to enjoy the heck out of it. It's 1 of 16 and something to build on." Close quote. Of Hunt's performance, Reed had this to say. Quote, "It started out just a little bit shaky, but it was all heart. He was trying too hard." Close quote. And now I see why the Chiefs got rid of Jamal Charles. They saw a back that actually had the potential to be similar in his style. And wow, if Hunt puts forth these types of performances, and I've said this to the NFL correspondent of Cold Sports, Christian Simpson, that this guy has Marshall Faulk written all over him. Just look at that 70-yard touchdown pass he caught. That was one of the best routes I've ever seen a running back run. If he could put forth performances like that, look out, the Chiefs are going to really scare some people. They may not be the pedestrian,
"Oh gosh, they do good the regular season, but they tank in January"
type of performance. Maybe this might be their chance to get to the Super Bowl. But then again, it's like what Reed said, it's only 1 of 16. When I come back, we're going to talk about a figure that I really can't stand in the palm for the review, but immediately following the break. Dolt of the Week time, next. If you want to get that new hot book, The 5 Greatest Quarterbacks of All Time, ColeSportsWithAZ.com. If you want to look at the media appearances that Cole Johnson has made, ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You want to check out the books that he's written, ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You want to shop for more items such as bags and shirts and hats, ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You want to check out the media reel, ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You want to speak on air, please, ColeSportsWithAZ.com. And if you want to visit that room, the private room where you can make your presence felt, ColeSportsWithAZ.com. If you want to check out the backlog of the show, all you have to do is go on to Cole Sports with a Z.com and check us out. Cole Sports! Available on Cole Sports with a Z. Hey, welcome back to Cole Sports. Cole Johnson here. That's a buffoonery we have to get to. Let's get it on. Dolt of the Week. Dolt of the Week. These fools are just playing. Now, I almost came this close to awarding that Dolt of the Week to the Boston Red Sox, but nah. I almost awarded it to another subject, but not going to because he already has won the award. But this group hasn't. The winner of this episode's Dolt of the Week is... the National Football League. The NFL, or as John Facenda used to say it, the National Football League. Now, why did they win this award? Really simple. So they have this case where they're trying to solidify the fact that when they say conduct detrimental to the league, they by golly mean it, because they have this snotty-nosed punk who is the running back for the Dallas Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott. He wants to raise up shirts of people. He wants to get in bar fights. Now he has multiple allegations of sexual assault, although there is no evidence. They want to make the young man learn a lesson. So because of that, last month, they ruled that he should be suspended for 6 games. However, the Players Association, trying to find teeth and muscle in their fight back, they're saying, well, you did not properly execute this ruling. This is a biased ruling. This was a biased hearing. And you are assigning blame to somebody who, in the court of law, has not been charged with anything. Now, before I continue, the same thing happened with Tom Brady. The same thing happened with Ben Roethlisberger. He wasn't charged with anything, but both guys served suspensions. So the NFL has that on their side. Now, back to Elliott. These charges are ones that the NFL wants to make stick. So how did they try to make these allegations and that suspension stick? Well, by God, why don't we actually suspend another person who was sexually mischievous and a miscreant in one Josh Brown? Why don't we suspend him 6 games? Let's do that the day before we know the ruling is going to come down. So this could sway the judge in saying that this is how the NFL rolls and I can't do anything about it. Only one problem, NFL. You suspended 6 games a guy who isn't on a roster. The former kicker of the New York Giants, Josh Brown, who was found to be sexually mischievous in 2016 over 2015 incidents. A guy who has a track record of being sexually irresponsible all the way back to his college days at Florida State. A guy who is now at present 38 years old and out of the league. But you're going to suspend a player who is not employed by the NFL to be suspended 6 games, all because you want to make the 6-game suspension that you levied upon a current running back of another team to stick. And we talked about this in the Cold Sports VIP room. VIP gets it. I get it. This was a move to basically make sure that all your I's are dotted and all your legal T's are crossed. I get that fully. Bravo on the move, but it's a little too little too late on it, because this chump should have been suspended like that a year ago when you found out all this stuff. But no, we ain't gonna suspend him 2016 because we didn't have enough evidence. Remember that? You all didn't have enough evidence to suspend him 6 games. You only, by the backing of the Giants, suspended him 1. And let me get back to this too. Didn't you all say with the Ray Rice debacle that you weren't going to revisit suspensions and you weren't going to try people for the same crime twice? That double jeopardy thing that, you know, in the regular court of law doesn't exist. So I guess it's supposed to exist, but you said it wasn't going to any longer. Also, I guess that was just you popping off at the mouth. Oh, okay. It was all because you wanted to make this case, the one against Ezekiel Elliott, stand. I got it. Fully get it. Okay. You idiots. Come on, man. Really? Stevie Wonder's blind behind can see what you're all trying to do. Now, you all will ultimately win because for some reason you got New York on lock. And unfortunately, when you file the appeal, when probably this stay will extend itself to maybe an overturn, you'll appeal the rule, and you'll appeal the rule because you'll say, hey, Roger Goodell is judge, jury, and executioner, and these players are signed off on the fact that whatever I say goes, period. I'm the law. And unfortunately, the highest law of the land has said, you know what? The NFL is right. So in the end, y'all will win. But because of this kangaroo court that you have a young man that you wanted to slap the wrist of with a ruler and say that you're young. You're too young to be as irresponsible as you are with women. You need to wake up and get shaken out of your behavior. Okay, that's all well, good, and fine. But don't try to make him an example when you have nothing in the case that you're suspending him 6 games for is on the table. There's no evidence of what he's done on the table. None. Now, I'm not saying that Elliott is all the way innocent. What I'm saying is you just can't paint charges up and then try to just back yourself into this corner and say, well, he's earned his 6 games because look how he's been. Have something concrete, NFL. Come on. You all have done this for far too long. I mean, Goodell has been in office for roughly 10 years. You all have done this charade for far too long. You all know better than this. But you all have enough money to spend. You all can waste that money because, hey, Goodell makes $40 million a year. So I guess you all got the money to spend in legal fees. Heck, you did that with Deflategate, which that was a bogus case itself. So here's another bogus case where you just might win because you prove your might and metal. And you actually might do the most miraculous thing that I think you could ever do. And that is to make 2 franchises that most people cannot stand actually be liked. Because you are far worse. Get your head out of the behinds, NFL. You know better than that. Just come on back. Hi, I'm Cole Johnson of Cole Sports. But when I am not producing sports on another level, I'm communicating truth to power. That's Revelations. Come on if you want to hear human interest topics, discussions, and conversations and learn from them. Then when you get to Revelations, you have come to the right place, because it is the place where we communicate truth to power. And also it is the place where we change the world one conversation at a time. So join us Tuesdays, 9 a.m. on shows.pippa, spelled PIPPA.io/revelations, and enjoy the conversation. Revelations on PIPPA.io. coming up on the next episode of Cold Sports, we're going to talk about week one of the NFL regular season. Man, that sounds so good. And we're going to preview week two as well. We're also going to award a dote of the week and give you another upon further review that will knock off your socks. And join us next week. We're also going to make a special. Cold Sports will present to you the dote of the month. Join us. I think you will not want to miss that. And all the VIPs that voted on that for August, thank you so much, gentlemen and ladies. I appreciate it. But see, those are for the future episodes. We're going to be in the present now. And I've talked about this subject before, but not like this. I have to put this subject upon further review. Tuesday, Fox Sports 1's Jason Whitlock of Speak for Yourself decided to have a special guest in the studio. And that special guest was Colin Kaepernick. I mean, he was dressed in the road San Francisco 49er jersey with the red 7, and he was armed with the afro that almost blocked out the studio and did a John Carlos-esque type of move with the black glove and the black fist raised to the sky. It was spectacular. No, it was absolute garbage and drivel. What is wrong with you, Whitlock? It's as if you seem to have no brain matter whatsoever. Why do you feel as though you have to poke fun at something that is not funny? It isn't funny that you're doing this. Not funny at all. And then on top of it, it had to be kid of kid and play to play the role of, quote, Colin Kaepernick. Close quote. You know what, Whitlock? I could say you're a coon. I could say that you're out of touch. I could say all those things. But you know what you all really are? You really are an ass. Cold Sports is undergoing technical difficulties. Please stand by. The host had to step away from the mic for a moment. Please stand by. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress. I think it happened like this.
Kid, how you doing? Jason, man, I'm
how
a
you
fan.
Doing, the guy?
Yeah, we need to do that kid and play
yes,
dance.
Yes, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
Let's do it.
It's like this. Come on, let's go. Hit. Yeah. Hit.
Oh.
Are you right, big guy?
Oh, I'm sorry. My fat can't do that.
Well, let me pick
move.
You up.
No!
Pick
no!
me up! Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're too big. You're too big.
Thank you.
Oh. Thank no problem. You. No problem, guy.
Ben, I've been a fan of yours ever since you all came out at 88.
Oh, yeah, with the hot top fade?
You had that hot top fade. Yeah, the fro don't
look
good.
I love it.
Good.
I like it too. Yeah. This is a great fro. Yeah. I like this. Yeah. Right, thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, yeah, let's do this. Let's do this.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah. I'm ready. Yes.
Oh, I get the on Kaepernick again today. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Speak for Yourself. I am Jason Whitlock, and today I have a special guest, Colin Kaepernick. How are you, Colin?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I just need another cup of coffee, and yes, this is great. Yeah, I'm on tour. Oh, I'm not talking about me. I'm sorry.
Why are you unemployed still from the NFL?
Well, because I simply don't have a clue. You know, I'm all about that Black Lives Matter stuff, and I want to be all in Africa. You know the deal, Jason.
How in the world are you making any money?
Well, I'm making money by, that's a good question. I don't know how I'm making money. Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, you know what I think. I've said it many times.
That class
you
act.
Are the- Right. Yeah.
That was a good one.
You said you have a special performance. I did not know that.
Yes,
you
I sing.
Sang.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I sing, I dance, I rap. Oh, I'm all multi-talented.
I gotta tell you, I am a big fan of yours. I mean, when you traveled to Ghana, and when you fed those children,
the hungry
Somalia,
children need to be fed.
You know, I thought this is so wonderful, but all I kept thinking was, what about Chicago? What about Chicago?
I know. Those children getting killed and murdered left and right. That's not right. That's not right, Jason.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Anyway, you ready to end this?
I really am a fan of yours.
Yeah, let's end this.
You said you had a special number.
Yes, I
to
did.
Sing.
Yes, I did.
Well, yeah, go
all
ahead
right.
And sing
all right.
It,
let's
please.
Do it. Yeah. Roll on with me. Sing it with me.
Y'all will sing. Hola, hola, eh.
Rolling,
Colin Kaepernick.
Rolling, Colin.
Everybody say, hola, hola, eh.
Hola, hola, eh.
Rolling, Colin Kaepernick.
Rolling,
oh, I'm going to earn my black card for sure. If you happen to like this episode or any episode you've heard thus far, a special, an interview, or a regular show like this one, come on down to ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You want to check out the media room, ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You want to check out the new author page, ColdSportsWithAZ.com. Come on and speak for yourself, ColdSportsWithAZ.com. Hey, make your voice heard in the VIP room, ColdSportsWithAZ.com. Shop for hats, bags, and shirts. ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You can also listen to past episodes. If you want to listen to great entertainment in a sports package, come on down to Cold Sports with a Z. .com. And it doesn't matter VIP, where you listen to me, how you listen to me, or when you do. I just want you to do this one simple thing. One simple thing. And that is to enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is Cole Sports.
You've been listening to Cole Sports with Cole Johnson.